So, a very warm welcome to Update Talking News Stoke. We're in local news and features, and this is something that doesn't happen very often. We have Kath and Uta together, and how it's going to go down, I have no idea, but it'll be fun anyway. So we have four headlines for you, and Uta's going to do her two first.
Well, hello. I start with some tributes, and we talk about the weekend events to remember True Stoke on Trent war hero. And the other one is the tribute which pours in after the death of North Staffordshire cricket legend Andy Carr.
And what tasty morsels do you have, Kath?
I've got bins and bikes.
As exciting as they come.
Oh, yes. Police take 473 motorbikes and e-bikes off Staffordshire roads in 9 months. And bin collections hit in these Stoke-on-Trent areas as roadworks rumble on.
Okay, we'll have a slice of elegance now with the first story with Uta.
Well, weekend's events to remember True Stoke-on-Trent war hero. It's John Baskerville. Football fans and families will this weekend pay tribute to... Well, actually, it was last weekend, but I have to read it in the past now. We'll do this weekend to one of the city's most celebrated war heroes. And the mark of respect to Burslem's Lance Sergeant John Daniel Baskerville comes on the anniversary of his death. The heroic soldier who had worked as a butcher before joining the army was just 21 when he died at the Battle of Arnhem in September 1944. Now the city will remember his incredible courage and sacrifice in a special weekend of events. Today, ahead of Port Vale's game against Mansfield Town at Vale Park, which has also been done already, the club's Armed Forces community group will hold a breakfast and church service dedicated to Jack, who was a Valence fan. A wreath will also be laid on the pitch before kickoff. A remembrance service took place at his statue on Festival Park. It was led by Port Vale chaplain Father Andrew Swift and family member Captain Jason Peach of the British Army DCD Company 4th Battalion, the Mercian or Mercian Regiment. Sunday's event saw guests arrive at 5:30 p.m. where they had a march along Greyhound Way before a drum head service at 6 p.m. While a local hero, Jack's bravery also captured the nation as the country was at war. Born on November 18th in 1922, he transferred from the North Staffordshire Regiment to the 2nd South Staffordshire Regiment, an airborne troop. During Operation Market Garden, Jack fought to capture bridges across the Lower Rhine in Nazi-occupied Netherlands. After his unit was overwhelmed, he single-handedly manned two anti-tank guns against advancing enemy forces. Though badly injured, he refused to leave his post and continued fighting. For his extraordinary courage, he was posthumously awarded the Victorian Cross, the highest award for gallantry in the British Army. His body was never recovered, and he has no known grave. His citation in the London Gazette of 23 November 1944 says, "During the remaining days at Arnhem, stories of his valour were a constant inspiration to all ranks. He spurned danger, ignored pain, and, by his supreme fighting spirit, infected all who witnessed his conduct with the same aggressiveness and dogged devotion to duty which characterised his actions throughout." His bravery was immortalised in a film, Baskerville VC, shot in the Potteries and released to widespread acclaim in 1969. A memorial plaque was also rededicated at Swanbank Church in Burslem, and a bronze statue commemorating his bravery stands proudly at Etruria. The honour of laying the wreath at Vale Park fell to Lord Mayor of Stoke-on-Trent and Armed Forces Champion Councillor Steve Watkins and members of the incredible soldier's family. Councillor Watkins said, "Our city is immensely proud of Lance Sergeant John Baskerville. His remarkable bravery will never be forgotten here in Stoke-on-Trent or in the Netherlands. As a veteran myself, it means a great deal to ensure that the legacy of heroes like Jack lives on for all future generations. He was an ordinary young man who showed extraordinary courage in one of the darkest moments of the Second World War, and his sacrifice will always be honoured. the city's first World War Victoria crossholders, Lance Sergeant John Harold Rhodes, VC, and Sergeant Ernest Albert Edgerton, VC, will be honoured at the service later this year.
Thanks very much. Over to Kath now. She's going to do the next story for us in batch number one.
So police take 473 motorbikes and e-bikes off Staffordshire roads in 9 months. Police have seized more than 400 motorbikes and e-bikes from Staffordshire's roads this year. It comes as efforts are continually ramped up in Stoke-on-Trent to put the brakes on nuisance bikes plaguing estates and green spaces. Now, one of the 473 vehicles seized has been donated to Stoke-on-Trent College. The motorbike will be used by budding mechanics to gain valuable experience. Meanwhile, Operation Reclaim and Operation Transom continue to run in the Potteries in a bid to rid the streets and beauty spots of off-road bikes and stolen motorbikes causing chaos. In response, the Constabulary's road crime team have used their own off-road motorbikes along with drones and the force helicopter. Inspector Chris Moss of the road crime team says cops will continue that battle on illegal riders. Inspector Moss was also glad to see one such seized motorbike go to the college. He said, "I'm pleased that this motorbike is being put back into the community for positive use, and I hope it proves valuable for young people's education. Those that choose to use an illegal vehicle or drive dangerously put other road users and pedestrians at risk. We'll take action against them as we carry on working proactively to tackle this." Hassan Rizvi, Principal and CEO at Stoke-on-Trent College, said the opportunity to gain hands-on experience using this bike and other vehicles is vital to the development of practical skills, which ensures our learners are skills ready and future ready. "I'd like to thank partners at Staffordshire Police and Stoke-on-Trent City Council for their generous donation of the bike."
Okay, so over to Uta now, who's going to do the next story for us.
It's about the tributes for cricket legend Andy Carr. Tributes have been pouring in following the death of Staffordshire cricketing icon Andy Carr. The popular and widely respected 51-year-old had recently stepped down as head coach of Staffordshire County Cricket Club due to his ongoing cancer treatment. Now the club has confirmed that Andy has sadly passed away, and cricket officials in the county say his contribution to the sport across Staffordshire will never be forgotten. He had been appointed head coach prior to the 2023 season and enjoyed plenty of success, including leading Staffordshire to victory in the 2020 Cup for the first time in the side's history. On stepping down from his role, Andy said he'd been honoured to lead the county. A spokesperson for the club said, "We are devastated to hear the news about the passing of Andy Carr. Andy was our head coach for 3 years and recently stepped down from the role." Oh, I think I missed a page almost. So here we go. "He coached us to our first ever 2020 Cup triumph in 2023 and the Division 1 East crown and share of the championship title in 2024. Andy also played 2 championship matches and 2 T20s for the county. He was the 735th player to play championship cricket for us and the 32nd to feature in the T20s. Andy's contribution to the county club and Staffordshire cricket in general will never be forgotten. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his wife Sam, daughter Liberty and son Jackson, as well as the extended family at this sad time. You will always be with us, Carey." The North Staffordshire and South Cheshire Premier Cricket League has also paid tribute to the stalwart of the sport. They say he passed away peacefully at home on Friday, surrounded by his beloved family. A post on Facebook states, "Andy was a stalwart of cricket not only within the NSSCPCL, but across Staffordshire cricket and, most fondly, at Checkley Cricket Club, where his legacy will live on. His dedication, spirit and love for the game touched countless lives, and his absence will be deeply felt throughout our cricketing community. On behalf of the North Stuffs and South Cheshire Cricket League, we extend our heartfelt condolences to Samantha, Liberty, Jackson, Gavin, Joanne and all of Andy's family and friends. Our thoughts are with you during this time, during this difficult time. Rest in eternal peace, Andy. Staffordshire Cricket has also paid tribute on social media. A post states, "Everyone at Staffordshire Cricket is devastated to hear the news of the passing of our U18's lead coach, Andy Carr. Andy's dedication, commitment and passion for coaching saw him receive an Outstanding Service to Coaching Award in 2023. And the impact he made at U18s, the under-18s that is, boys level, made him the obvious candidate to continue that work into the county men's development side and the full county men's squad. Andy's time with Staffordshire Cricket was far too short. He worked incredibly hard to develop the county's players with bat and ball, supporting players and fellow coaches alike. But Andy's instillment of the pride in wearing the Stafford knot will be his legacy. Across social media, and there has been an outpouring of respect from those who knew Checkley Cricket Club favourite Andy, with players branding him a legend, a 24-carat diamond and a warm individual who boasted an incredible knowledge of the sport he dedicated so much of his life to. Over to Kath.
Bin collections hit in these Stoke-on-Trent areas as roadworks rumble on. Families have been warned that their bins may be collected earlier or later due to ongoing roadworks. Severn Trent has dug up various roads across Burslem, Sneed Green and Hanley as part of a project to lay 24 new water pipes in the city. But the £25 million scheme has resulted in road closures and restrictions, most notably Hanley Road and Chell Street from Milton Road to Sneed Green to Birch's Head Road on the outskirts of the city centre has been made one way. That comes as there are also some road closures in nearby Birch's Head and Burslem. Residents have bemoaned the closures around that neighbourhood and recently likened it to living in lockdown. Now Stoke-on-Trent City Council says bin crews are working hard to reach every property despite the disruption. The local authority has told families that bin collections times may change. In a post on social media, the council wrote, "Heads up Burslem, Hanley and Sneed Green residents. Due to ongoing Severn Trent roadworks in your area, bin collections might be slightly earlier or later than usual. Hanley Road in Sneed Green is a one-way. Please make sure your bins are out by 6 a.m. on your regular collection day, placed at the end of your street. Our crews are working hard to reach every property despite the disruption. Assisted collections will continue as normal. Thanks for bearing with us while we navigate the road closures. We really appreciate your patience." Latest schedule of Severn Trent works. Birch's Head, September the 29th to October the 24th. A rolling road closure on Bradford Terrace from the Turner Street and Birch's Head Road Junction. September the 1st to October the 22nd, a rolling road closure on Derrick Drive from the junction of Kelvin Avenue to number 110. Moving on to Sneed Green. September the 29th to October the 31st, a rolling road closure on Grenville Avenue at the junction with Hanley Road. And Burslem, September the 15th to October the 24th, a rolling road closure with two-way order and parking suspension on Macclesfield Street from the junction of High Lane to the junction with Park Road. September the 29th to October the 10th, rolling road closure with parking suspension on Greenway Avenue from the junction of Bank Hall Road to outside number 27, Riley Avenue. September the 8th to October the 31st, a rolling road closure on Bank Hall Road from the junction of Acreswood Road to outside number 2.
Great, many thanks. We'll be having more stories for you in Batch 2. Keep listening.